It's been quite a time since we've actually welcomed back the next wonderful guru of nutritional delights in association with Pharma Nord and nutritional supplements, of course, because he's been sorting out a variety of other bits and pieces. But back, oh boy, he's back with a vengeance to actually wage war against the evils of sugar as the new nicotine. And certainly that's also been emerging in the current press, etc. We do not waste any time whatsoever in saying, Dennis the Chemist, welcome back to your regular weekly slot.
Thank you so much. Well, once again, you mentioned sugar. I mean, it's just ridiculous what's happening to this population of 65 million people on an island called, well, Great Britain in general. In fact, the whole world's gone sugar mad. And, of course, we know that sugar stimulates what we call the dopamine receptors in the brain. The dopamine receptors, where all addictions, whether it's heavy drugs or sugar or nicotine, they all end up at the dopamine receptors. And that's why people turn to things like sugar as comfort. And we talk about comfort eating. But this week we've seen headlines, the one in the Daily Mail, absolutely full page, you know, 2 inches, 2.5, 2 inches high, diabetes. The forecast to shock Britain. 1 in 4 hospital beds. 1 in 4 hospital beds will be occupied by a diabetic within 11 years. Hospitals will be swamped with diabetics by 2030. Well, we're coming up to 2020. To hear that in 10 years, hospitals will be swamped. And the Daily Mail, their headline, 1 in 8 new cases of diabetes is now a young adult. A second headline, obesity crisis sparks public health time bomb. And then their main massive headlines in similar size letters to the front page of the Express in the Mail, diabetes epidemic hits the under 40s. Record numbers of young adults are being diagnosed with diabetes because of the obesity epidemic. And then I saw this headline the other day, as reports say crisis worse than feared, experts warn the obesity time bomb has exploded. This was Ben Spencer in the Daily Mail, medical correspondent. And he writes these facts. And this is from, you know, the top people who are looking at this work. Obesity levels in England are soaring even faster than expected. The latest figures show the nation's obesity time bomb has exploded. One expert said, as health service struggles, the health services struggle to deal with the fallout. Some 28% of adults are obese. Not just fat, this is obese. According to the statistics for the 2017 in Health Profile for England's report, significantly higher than the 26% for Public Health England. It is also a rise on the 24% seen since just a decade ago, 10 years ago. Officials warn levels could hit 34%. Now, 34% is a third. So it says 1 in 3 adults within 5 years, if trends continue. As obesity rates spiral out of control, the National Health Service, the NHS, is bracing itself for soaring levels of cancer. Because remember, sugar doesn't just feed cancer. Sugar has now been shown it actually causes cancer, because it damages our entire body. We know that, unfortunately, in people with diabetes, there's more chance of going blind than any other illness, because when sugar damages the retina, which is the screen of the eye, if your screen isn't working on your TV, or you go to the cinema and the screen's broken, you can't watch the film. And similarly, if you damage your retina, that's the part at the back of the eye where the light goes through the lens, focuses on the retina, so we call it the screen. And if that's damaged, then there's no messages going to the brain that you can see, because the retina, the screen, if it's damaged, you can't see. And so this report released at the annual conference in Warwick revealed troubling projections about childhood obesity and the soaring levels of cancer, type 2 diabetes, and heart and liver disease. Now, I've just picked up on that word liver disease. I was reading recently that in America, where there are many more people with obesity, I mean, here we've just said a third of the people are approaching obesity, one person in three. But in America, they're already much higher with obesity. If you've ever been to America, you see so many people grossly overweight. In fact, you can be fat, you can be overweight, you can be obese, and you can be grossly obese. And in America, I was reading that all this damage from the sugar, and leads to obesity, then all this damage, the sugar, you see, if you have too much sugar, you need a small amount of sugar each day to give you your energy. But if you have too much sugar, then the body doesn't know what to do with it. It's supposed to put a small amount in each cell so that the sugar will combine with the oxygen that you breathe to create energy. We all know H2O is water, and we all know O2, besides being a telephone company, O2 is the formula of oxygen, and H2O is the formula of water. But most of you have probably not heard of a molecule called ATP, adenosine triple phosphate. And whatever you're doing, blinking, scratching your bottom, running for a bus, hoovering, playing tennis, you need energy. And the energy molecule is ATP, adenosine triple phosphate. And when you need energy, you break billions and billions and billions and billions of these ATP triple phosphates, and they become double phosphates because one of the phosphates has broken off. And as it breaks off, that explosion is your energy. So we need a small amount of sugar each day, and we get it from, or we should get it from, our food. But what do we all do? We go to garages up and down the high street, on the motorways, and we see meters and meters and meters, or at my age, coming up 79, I use the word yards and yards and yards, of products being sold, so-called treats, Mars bars, Kit Kats, Bounty, all these so-called treats. If you look at the label, each bar is between 6 to 8 spoons of sugar. And sugar is the new nicotine. We're trying to get people stopping smoking, but everybody's eating. And I say that treats, the word treats, it actually is not a treat, because treats, I say, stands for terrible results eating all that sugar. TREATS. And you should not be taking yourself and all your children, giving them all this sugar, because sugar is the new nicotine. So with regard to these headlines, in America, they're having so much food and so much sugar that the sugar as I said, it's combining with the heart. Diabetics have more heart trouble, combines with the eyes, the retina, there's more damage and there's more blindness, combines with the kidneys. A big problem in type 2, well, in general, in diabetes, is kidney failure. And then, of course, the horrible numbers about the number of people who have an amputation. Now, the number of people, it's one an hour. In Great Britain, one person an hour has a leg, foot, or toes amputated. I found out that if you multiply the number of days in a year, 365, by the number of hours in a day, 24. So 24 multiplied by 365 is a very unusual number. It's 8765. 8,765. That's the number of hours in a year. And that same number, well, roughly, we say 8,000. 8,000 people in Great Britain a year are having a leg or a foot or toes amputated. And this is in diabetic people, because the sugar is damaging, as I said, the retina of the eye, the heart, the kidneys, and the nerves to the legs. Now, the nerves work the blood supply to the legs. So if the nerves get damaged by the sugar, they can't work the blood vessels to open and close. And then this horrible word gangrene, where the legs go black and the skin breaks down and there can be a terrible smell because the person's flesh is breaking down. And then, unfortunately, to save their lives, they have to have an amputation. And it's 8,000 people a year, one a year. So I'm going on a lot about this diabetic crisis. And the headline in the Express on page 5 of one of their editions, diabetes crisis will push the NHS to breaking point. So we're talking this morning on behalf of Pharma Nord, which is a Danish company from Denmark, and they have health products which they're particularly good because, just having some water, because they, Pharma Nord, make their health products to pharmaceutical standards. And as I've seen from literature, that they are one of the few companies in Europe who make health products to pharmaceutical standards. So I came across their products nearly 30 years ago. And they have, as I say, about 48 products. They have Q10, a substance which gives you energy, and when you're past 20, you start to make less. And when you're 40, your production in your liver, where Q10 is made, has gone back to the levels of a two-year-old. And when you're 80, it's gone back to the levels of a one-year-old baby. So they produce, to pharmaceutical standards, a capsule called Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule. And if you take that capsule daily, then on one a day, your levels will go back to the levels of a 20-year-old. And if you take two a day, one with your breakfast, one with your evening meal, you will have twice the levels of Adam and Eve and Mike Tyson, the boxer. And if you take the magical number three a day, one with each meal, then it stops you getting muscle loss. The medical name for muscle loss, as you age, you lose muscle. Ladies shouting house when they've won at bingo, their arms flap because they've got bingo wings. You can see people lose muscle. And if you take three a day of the Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule, it greatly reduces your chance of muscle loss. My own mother did all the bookwork right up of my busy pharmacy here in Manchester, right up to her death at 92. She did all the bookwork, the VAT deduction cards, tax codes A and B, statutory sickness benefits, maternity grants, holiday entitlement, and the wages for a staff of 10. She did it right up to her death at 92. I had an uncle who lived to 99. He fought Rommel in North Africa in the Second World War. He then lived another 70-odd years and lived to 99. He had his own computer. His memory was marvellous. And like my mother, there was no Alzheimer, no dementia. So Q10, bioquinone, Q10 gold, 100 milligram capsule from Pharma Nord, really does turn the clock back. It stops you ageing. I'll be, all being well, 79 in February. I'm on no medicines for anything. I'm still working. In fact, if I do this, that's me thumping my six-pack. Because when I heard about this 3 capsules a day dose, I started taking it. And I realized that I haven't lost muscle. If you feel my arms, you think, what's that? Is it steel? Is it wood? No, it's my biceps and triceps. There's no muscle loss. When I used to go to my mother's home each day for lunch, it was a mile from my pharmacy here in Prestwich, Manchester. And if I was late with invoices, she would grab my arm. She only weighed 7.5 stone when she was married, and she weighed 7.5 stone when she died. And she was in very good health. And she used to grab my arm and say, where's the invoices for such and such firm? And I would say, Mum, get off, you're hurting me. Because she had no muscle loss. Her strength in her fingers was like a 20-year-old. So, yes, Pharma Nord make products. They make Q10. They make also the world's rarest mineral in a tablet called selenium. Now, many listeners know that calcium helps to give you strong bones. And if you've got anemia, that's a lack of iron in your blood. So doctors, or you can buy iron tablets. But the word selenium, most of you will not have heard. It is a mineral. It's the world's rarest mineral. And guess what? All you listening in Great Britain, you've all got the lowest selenium in the world as a country. You listeners are only getting 31 micrograms a day from the food grown in England. Because if it's not in the soil, it can't get in the food. If you're not vegetarian or if you're not vegan, then if you're eating a steak, the cow, I mean, what's a cow made of? Grass. All it does is eat grass all day. So a grass is turned into meat. And the grass in England, in the, because it's growing in English soil, hasn't got the selenium of, say, Japan, where they get up to 400 micrograms a day through what we call the food chain, from the soil into cabbage, cauliflower, celery, potatoes, all these foods growing in the soil. In Great Britain, they only get 31 micrograms a day. In Japan, they get 400. Venezuela, 350. North America, a lot of North America get 250 a day. Taiwan get 175 micrograms of selenium a day, and you listeners are only getting 31. And so if you take one of the Pharma Nord tablets, it's called Bio Seleno Precise, and it costs 10p a day, 10p, and that will give you 200 micrograms added to your lousy 31, so you've now got 231 micrograms a day. And that 10p tablet of Bio Seleno Precise will greatly enhance your health. Because I got a book, it must be about 37 years ago. It was called Selenium as a Food and Selenium as a Medicine. And I'm reading, there are 16 chapters. Selenium protects against cancer. Selenium protects against obesity. Selenium protects against arthritis. Selenium protects against heart damage. Selenium protects against infertility. And so I started selling this tablet all those years ago. and I've been selling it ever since. And then as I realized Pharma Nord made 48 products, I started selling all their products, because as a pharmacist giving out medicines, in my pharmacy we have 1,000 medicines, just like every pharmacy in Great Britain. There's 12,000 chemist shops, pharmacies, and they all have about 1,000 bottles on the shelves, treating all the problems that the doctors are treating you for, and you go to your pharmacy and you get your medicines. And they're all made to pharmaceutical standards. So when I started selling the Pharma Nord range, because I knew how good it was made to pharmaceutical standards, and doing radio programs and TV programs, and then gradually, years ago, we started doing, and it's become a major part of the business, we do mail order. People phone in, they email me with questions. You can find me, DennisTheChemist.com. If you just put the name Dennis Gore, which is my second name, it'll bring me up, and you can email me questions, and we will reply to you. Or you can write in, giving your name, address, and phone number, and tell us what your problem is, and we can reply with a suggestion with products which will help to maintain good health. And talking about diabetes, there's one product that Pharma Nord brought out 4 years ago, which we've sold a tremendous amount, because it's addressing this sugar level problem, as we've been discussing, all this problem of sugar. This product is called Bio. All Pharma Nord products start with Bio, because they're biologically active, because they're made to pharmaceutical standards. So we mentioned bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram capsules that gives you your energy. And we mentioned bioselino precise, which is giving you the selenium, which people in Great Britain have the lowest levels in the world. That's one of the reasons we've got the highest breast cancer. We've got the highest prostate cancer. We have infertility problems, and it can all be linked. It was in this book, which I got 37 years ago, to low levels of selenium. But this product from Pharma Nord is called Bioglucose Control. Glucose means it's controlling the sugar levels, and what it contains is a berry from the mountains of Chile, that people have been eating this purple berry for years. It's not the acai berry, it's the maki berry, beginning with M. People think I'm saying acai berry. No, this is a rarer berry growing up in the mountains. And what it does, there's a substance in this berry which stops starch breaking down to sugar. So if you are eating bread, potatoes, pizza, pasta, rice, and don't eat too much unless you're digging the road or chopping trees down, because we all eat far too much. If you eat bread, potatoes, pizza, pasta, rice, then all that starch breaks down to sugar, and that sugar is causing us to put on weight and damage the liver. I was talking before about how obese the Americans are. They have very high levels of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. We know that alcohol causes fatty liver disease, which can lead to you needing a liver transplant, because your liver is a very important organ. But if you're obese, if you're fat, then the fat is being stored not just on your bottom and your double chin and your belly, it's also being stored in your liver, and you're getting alcoholic fatty liver disease, which will make you ill, or non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which will make you ill. So this product, Bioglucose Control, is stopping the starch, greatly stopping starch, becoming sugar. And the final ingredient in it, there's only two, is the mineral chromium. Now, those of you old enough listening will remember that car bumpers used to be made from chromium-plated steel. Now they're all rubber and plastic. But we need 100 millionths of a gram of chromium each day. And in this product, Bioglucose Control from Pharma Nord, you can buy it in the shops. This is the particular name, bioglucose control. The chromium allows the receptor on your cell wall to open to let the right amount of sugar in. Listen, without the chromium, which we're all low in, the receptors don't open properly on your cell walls, and you have 100 trillion cells, not 100 million or billion, 100 trillion, and if the doors don't open on your receptor to let the right amount of sugar in to give you your energy, the insulin bringing the sugar will say, I don't know what to do with all this sugar. The door won't open because you haven't got enough chromium to open the door. I'm going to store the sugar as fat. Fat bottom, fat belly, double chin. And even if you don't drink alcohol, I'll give you a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And I've had people who are overweight, who are pre-diabetic. Now, one in five people, we're told, is pre-diabetic. And you can see from the numbers, diabetes crisis, alarm as UK, the obesity time bomb, I'm reading all these headlines, diabetic epidemic hits the under 40s. One in eight new cases of diabetes is now a young adult. Obesity crisis sparks public health time bomb. So we're eating too much food, and we're definitely having too much sugar, and all these cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits are destroying us because it's the sugar. Sugar is the new nicotine, and we're destroying the next generation. They're getting diabetes at younger and younger ages. In England, there are 800 children under 12 who are type 2 diabetic from being overweight. They're not type 1 diabetic, which is a different kettle of fish. Type 1 is because of an autoimmune problem where the person's immune system damages the pancreas so they can't make insulin and they have to have insulin every day. That's type 1 diabetic. But type 2 is through being fat, through being obese. And now it's happening to the children. And one in eight new cases is now a young adult. But if you take a tablet from Pharma Nord, Paul, bioglucose control, you've got the chromium to let the door open, so the right amount of sugar goes in. Then you feel full, and you tell the brain with the hormone called leptin, I feel full. So what's happening is this bioglucose control is controlling your sugar, helping you to feel fuller, quicker, so you won't eat as much, and you're less tired because you've got the right amount of sugar. So everything ticks every box. This is an amazing product. And I've got people who were pre-diabetic and they're no longer. And I'm ashamed to say that when I got them in 4 years ago, excuse me, I was 12 stone 12 at 5'8". And I had put weight on. I was 74, I'm 78, coming up 79. And my daughter photographed me on holiday, and she said, Dad, you've got some man boobs, and you've got a bit of a belly. And that year, that's when Pharma Nord brought out the bioglucose control. And I went on it. And I went from 12 stone 12 to 11 stone 6. And that's what my weight is. I've stayed on two capsules a day of bioglucose control. I was, I'm ashamed to say, pre-diabetic from a blood test. And within 3 months taking it, I was no longer pre-diabetic. And I've stayed on two capsules a day with this purple berry from the mountains of Chile, and this small amount of chromium, which, as I've explained, allows the receptors on your cell walls to let the right amount of sugar in. It's marvelous when you've got confidence in a product like this range, Pharma Nord, from Denmark, where they're making all these health products to pharmaceutical standards.
Well, there we are, Dennis.
One other thing I will mention is this Q10 substance.
Again, we don't have time, Dennis. We don't have time.
Gold, 100 Dennis.
We do not have time, Dennis. I'm going to have to lose you on that particular routine because we've already gone into 30 minutes. 30 minutes of goodness.
So I thought, when you've gone quiet and not cut me off, I thought, am I talking to myself?
Yeah, no,
have
no,
I
no.
Have I been cut off from the radio?
Not at all, Dennis.
But you're all still there.
Of course, absolutely. Take care. Right. Have a splendid day, and we will speak again very soon. Cheers now.
Okay. Have a good day.